Akashvani presents Morning News. Fifth to sixth meeting of GST Council to begin today in New Delhi. Council expected to deliberate on next generation GST reforms. Home Ministry says citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish passport or visa as earlier. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong arrives in New Delhi on 3-day official visit to India. Death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake crosses 1,400. India airlifts 21 tons of relief materials to Kabul. And Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey to begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin today in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day address this year, highlighted how goods and services tax has benefited the nation. Mr. Modi had underscored the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will bring relief to the common man, farmers, middle class, and MSMEs. The next generation GST reforms will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to local vendors and consumers.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in CEO's Roundtable at Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today. The CEO Roundtable will bring together industry leaders to discuss India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. During the Roundtable meeting, Mr. Modi will interact with CEOs from across the world. The 3-day Semicon India 2025 conference was inaugurated by Mr. Modi at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi yesterday. The conference is aimed at positioning India as a trusted partner in the global semiconductor supply chain. During the inauguration of Semicon India conference, the Prime Minister emphasized India's potential to become a significant player in the global semiconductor market, which is expected to surpass $1 trillion in the coming years.
आज सेमीकंडक्टर्स का ग्लोबल मार्केट 600 बिलियन डॉलर्स तक पहुंच रहा है और अगले कुछ साल में ये 1 trillion डॉलर को भी पार कर जाएगा और मुझे विश्वास है भारत जिस तेजी से सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर में आगे बढ़ रहा है इस 1 trillion मार्केट शेयर में एक अहम हिस्सा भारत का रहने वाला है।
Mr. Modi highlighted the government's efforts to streamline processes, reduce paperwork, and provide plug-and-play infrastructure for investors.
हमने national single window system लागू किया है। इससे केंद्र और राज्यों के सारे approvals एक ही platform पर मिल रहे हैं। इससे हमारे investors बहुत सारे paperwork से मुक्त हो गए हैं। आज देशभर में प्लग एंड प्ले इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मॉडल पर सेमीकंडक्टर पार्क्स बनाए जा रहे हैं। इन पार्क्स में लैंड पावर सप्लाई पोर्ट्स एयरपोर्ट इन सब की कनेक्टिविटी के साथ स्किल वर्कर पूल तक की सुविधा उपलब्ध है।
सिटीजन्स ऑफ नेपाल एंड भूटान entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish a passport or visa as earlier. Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Exemption Order 2025, pointing out some major exemptions from requirements related to valid passports, travel documents and visas for specific categories of individuals and carriers. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake has crossed 1,400, with thousands injured as rescue operations continue. The devastating earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of Afghanistan on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after the massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. This includes blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions, and medical consumables. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Punjab is facing one of the most widespread and severe floods in recent decades. It has claimed 30 human lives and has left over 3.54 lakh people affected. More from our correspondent.
The rain in most parts of Punjab, overflowing rivers and controlled release of water from the reservoirs of dams has now affected all the 23 districts of the state. With 1,45,000 people affected, Gurdaspur is the worst impacted district due to flood, followed by Amritsar, Firozpur, Fazilgarh and Pathankot, and inundating standing crops in thousands of hectares of land in these and Mansa, Kapurthala and Tarantaran districts. Punjab Revenue, Rehabilitation and Disaster Management Minister Hardeep Singh Mundia has ensured every possible effort for timely relief, large-scale evacuation and rehabilitation of families as thousands are being evacuated. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has extended a helping hand and has said that his state is standing with Punjab in this hour of crisis. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Monsoon rains continued to lash Himachal Pradesh, affecting normal life. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at some places in Kangra, Chamba, Mandi and Kulu districts today. We have a report.
Incidents of landslides are being reported from various places due to the continuous rainfall in the Jangam Bagh area of Sundarnagar subdivision in Mandi district. Debris suddenly came down from a hill last evening, burying two houses in which five people lost their lives. Rescue operations are still underway. Four national highways and 1,334 roads are blocked due to landslides. 2,180 electricity transformers and 777 drinking water schemes are also out of order. In view of the weather department's warning, educational institutions have been closed today in Chamba, Kangra, Kullu, Solan and Shimla districts. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, heavy rainfall since last night in different parts of Jammu wreaked havoc and led to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. All major rivers of Jammu region, including Chenab, Tawi, Ravi and Uj, are flowing above the danger mark. We have a report from our correspondent.
The weather department said there is a possibility of flash floods, landslides and shooting stone at many places. The general public has been advised to stay away from water bodies, nalas, river embankments and loose structures. The pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji shall remain suspended for the 9th consecutive day today. Traffic movement along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway shall remain suspended for the 2nd consecutive day today for commuters' safety and land sinking, landslides and shooting stones at multiple places along the highway. Commuters have been advised not to travel on the route without confirming the latest status. All government and private educational institutions across the Jammu region shall also remain closed for today in view of the continuing inclement weather conditions. All exams scheduled for today are also postponed. And Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Continuous rainfall across most parts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted daily life. Landslides in the hilly regions and waterlogging in the plains have created significant challenges for residents. The water level of major rivers in the state has risen above the danger mark. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed officials to expedite relief efforts in the affected areas. He has instructed that food, drinking water, medicines and sanitation facilities be adequately arranged in relief camps. He also emphasized the immediate relocation of affected families to safer locations, quick assessment of crop losses and prompt disbursement of compensation. Health camps are also to be set up as needed. The Chief Minister assured that the administration is taking all necessary steps to provide timely relief to the affected population.
सभी आपदा प्रभावितों के साथ हम लोग हैं. ऐसे समय में हमारे बच्चों का स्कूल जाना आना ये भी आगे चलकर सुचारू रूप से हो, उसके लिए मैंने वहां पर कहा है कि निकट भविष्य में सड़क ऊंची बनाई जाएगी. हर वर्ष इस प्रकार की समस्या है, विस्थापन इत्यादि के लोगों ने कहा है. नहीं, पूरे राज्य के अंदर इस वर्ष बहुत आपदा है, तो सभी जगह पर हम शासन हमारा अलर्ट है. 24 घंटे जो है अलर्ट मोड में रहकर सभी के साथ समन्वय बना के काम कर रहा है.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha today. According to IMD, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh will experience heavy rainfall. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over the northeastern parts of the country and southern region. The Met Department has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over east and central parts of the country, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning during the next 7 days. And now, news from the world of sports.
The Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey will begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. After the conclusion of group stage, India, China, Malaysia and South Korea qualified for the Super 4 round. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus continued their impressive run at the US Open 2025, advancing to the men's doubles quarterfinals with a commanding straight sets victory. They will now face the team of Nikola Mehktic of Croatia and Rajiv Ram of the United States in the quarterfinals later tonight. In chess, the prestigious FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 is set to begin today at the Silk Road Expo in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. All eyes are on R. Pragyanand, India's highest rated player and current world number 4, as he leads the field as the top seed in the open section. Joining him in the Indian squad are world champion D. Gukesh, Arjun Erigesi and defending champion Vidit Gujarati. India's women's champion Divya Deshmukh is competing in the open section as well. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. In what appears to be strong comments against US tariffs, Prime Minister Modi says India triumphing despite economic selfishness, writes Hindustan Times. Hope to finalize US trade pact by November, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, headlines the Economic Times. Singapore Prime Minister and German Finance Minister begin visits to India to deepen ties, writes the Asian Age. The Hindu carries a photograph on its front page showing the devastation caused by the earthquake in Afghanistan on Sunday, with the headline, As toll crosses 1400, another earthquake jolts Afghanistan. Yamuna 1 meter over danger mark, 10,000 displaced, reads the top headline in the Times of India. It may touch 207 meter level, which has been crossed just 4 times in 63 years, reports the paper. And finally, the Pioneer has quoted the Central Water Commission's report of glacial lakes and water bodies for June 2025, which reveals that India's ice lakes are bulging, increasing danger of floods and landslides. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 56th meeting of GST Council to begin today in New Delhi. Council expected to deliberate on next generation GST reforms. Home Ministry says citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish passport or visa as earlier. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong arrives in New Delhi on 3-day official visit to India. Death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake crosses 1400. India airlifts 21 tons of relief materials to Kabul. And Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey to begin today at Rajgir in Bihar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.